nice place to come to the Super Bowl game, isn't it? I must say. Who do you like to win this game? Robustelli just said Miami will win this game. Remembering Robustelli's record in the key playoffs game.
Like most Americans, Howard Cosell watched the Super Bowl on ABC television, his own network.
I love this. I love this. I had no desire to go to the Super Bowl. Professional football's closed chapter in my life. I thought I should stay out of the way. Third, I just don't want to travel. No more. All right, now we go to the booth.
Howard Cosell will be 67 in a few weeks, a time to close chapters.
It may.
And yet, it is hard to imagine sports entertainment without that voice, which always had something to say.
It's quite clear, Peter, that you like San Francisco.
Well, actually,
I told the truth. I did something in my profession that I was proud of. I'm human. I have made some compromises along the line, otherwise I wouldn't have existed. But I challenged everybody. I lived on the precipice of professional peril every day of my career.
When are you going to do your radio?
Shouting from the precipice, Cosell has been a favorite target of the sports writers.
Yeah, he got at me today.
Oh.
Young.
What did he say?
Yeah, it's funny. Man's insane.
The sports writers, they're the ones who seem to love to hate him. They call him arrogant, ignorant, hypocritical, obnoxious.
You use the word obnoxious. That's your adjective. I don't consider that I was obnoxious at all as a kid. And I know I've not been obnoxious on television. I've stood for things. As you know, it was Daniel Webster who said, what is popular is not always right. What is right is not always popular. And with your familiarity and background with the print medium, you know that they take liberties with words and seek to stigmatize a person and create an image that is utterly at odds with the true person.
Just how different is the Howard Cosell we see on the screen from the one you see over the breakfast table?
I don't think he is that different as far as his principles and enunciating them if over the breakfast table. It's in a lower key. I can argue back with him. He's willing to listen. But he doesn't change for television. People think he does. I think it's the very same person, just a little quieter, but not much different.
Emmy was an Army sergeant when she met Howard, a major, in Brooklyn during World War II. They have two daughters, four grandchildren, and romantic memories.
I liked him because there was a certain brashness that always appealed to me. I'm like Mavericks.
And he was in love with her right away.
He always says that. I don't know.
Something in the way she moved.
I was sitting typing, probably. That was some movement.
She was typing, all right. We started to date. And then it turned out that while her name was Abrams, she was the daughter of a titan of industry and not Jewish, and my name...
You didn't think I was.
Then was Cohen, and
you did not think
Jewish.
I was.
At first I did, the first time I saw your nameplate.
Oh, Abrams. You did? You never said that.
No, the first time I saw your nameplate, Abrams, well...
I never knew that.
And there was great parental resistance on both sides.
The newlyweds eventually moved in with Howard's family. He began a successful law practice, but the law was not a large enough arena.
How are you guys?
I never dreamed I'd be in sports broadcast. My desire would have been from the beginning to be in news, but I found out that I loved broadcast. I loved the pace of it. I loved the immediacy of it. And I didn't find that in the law, and given the opportunity, I jumped into broadcast, again against my father's will. The last thing he said before he died was, please ask Howard to go back to the profession, meaning the law.
It was Howard's legal training, the discipline of his mind, the sharpness of his questions, that quickly distinguished him in a field of colorless sportscasters. And it was his legal training that brought him international attention in 1967, when the heavyweight champion of the world refused to submit to the military draft.
My defense of Muhammad Ali was bound up in my whole life, in my training, the kind of home I grew up in, the education I had at law. Muhammad Ali, it wasn't a defense, it was a support. He didn't need any defense. He was a citizen of my country. And due process and equal protection, two guaranteed rights constitutionally, had been denied him. Only it was my job to bring to the public that this is a government of laws, and it was time to stand up for that and give the man the rights of which he had been deprived. Why write to Marino? Why not, since we're on the coaches, why not write to the two coaches, then Marino?
Howard Cosell was in his 50s, the premier sports journalist of his time, when he was tapped by his then-struggling network to jazz up their small piece of the pro football boom.
Okay.
Monday night with Dandy Don Meredith, Frank Gifford, and everybody's know-it-all uncle. Football made Howard Cosell a household voice. Everybody did Howard Cosell.
Hello, children. How are the two most vivacious and truculent offspring ever procreated?
He means, how are you?
Oh, fine, Grandpa.
Good. Now go sit down. You look wonderful, darling. Where are you going?
Luigi's Italian restaurant.
Luigi's excellent Italian fare. Try the pecan.
We really appreciate this, Dad.
Good night and have an interesting evening. A veritable potpourri. A kaleidoscope of amusement.
Sometimes Howard Cosell even parodies himself. He's done it in the Woody Allen film and in TV sitcoms. As well as I know Howard Cosell, I even worked for him years ago on his variety show. I find him a paradox. There's the serious journalist, and there's the showman who hosts Battle of the Network Stars.
Battle of the Network Stars is a pure primetime entertainment show. I'm pure when I do that. And do I give it energy? Of course. I am a performer. My medium demands performance, Bob. There's no other way. What do I want to do? Come on. As a dullard, we have enough of that. Do you want me busting through a screen with a beer can in my hand and screaming, pam, pow, wham, and they come at the nose tackle from all ways? No, that's not me.
On Tuesday coming up, but first, this reported move by the Eagles, only the latest chapter in a continuing saga of carpet-bagging sports franchises.
Cosell's self-image is on display weekly in Sports Beat, his tough, investigative, issue-oriented magazine show.
Putting the heat on his home city of Baltimore.
His producers are seasoned journalists. Even they do Howard Cosell.
Or the Memphis Colts. Or even the L.A. Colts. Result, a new Baltimore.
Hello again, everyone. Howard Cosell speaking of sports. Well, in the state of California...
When Cosell is tired, his hands tremble from a congenital disorder. But the voice is ever steady, attacking the brutality and corruption of professional boxing or supporting another athlete prejudged by the press.
I also believe in a man named Edwin Moses. I'm not a wire copy reader. I know the people...
Distinguished American, Mr. Howard Cosell...
Cosell is a frequent star witness at congressional hearings, an elder statesman inveighing against greedy sports franchise owners.
The plain truth is that in the 1970s we had the Buffalo Caper. Ralph Wilson standing and telling the media people in Erie County, if the Bills don't get a new stadium, we have no choice but to move. This after a
million... Cosell also inveighs against dishonest journalists who have created a false picture of sports in America.
So, the public's been taught from birth, that here is Camelot. Here is the perfect haven, the refuge from the daily travail of human life, for which there must be a surcease, always the ultimate apology for everything wrong in sports. I want to see when these people take a public stance that's for the good of the public. I watch carpetbagging of franchises, and they favor it. Every way you turn on every key issue in sports in my lifetime that affects the people of America, even though they don't know it, and while they bask in the doctrine of Camelot, every single key issue that affects the public, at least there is somebody like me to fight for the right. But they know they're always in the wrong.
They are the stars of Super Bowls past.
The brash maverick who attracted Emmy Cosell more than 40 years ago is now a member of the establishment. He is a friend and confidant of the people he covers, the movers and shakers of sports, like Peter Uberoth, the new baseball commissioner, and Bowie Kuhn, the former commissioner.
Hello, Doris.
Hi, my love.
How are you, dear? Say hello to...
Do you think that you are complete?
Do I think my life's been complete? Of course not. But I do think that the basics of my life are very constant and very right. It's my wife, my two daughters, and my four grandchildren. And hopefully a fifth.
Mustard, no onions, just a little tiny bit of sauerkraut.
Howard Cosell has become rich as a controversial figure, but he has always rejected the idea that he is a man whom people love to hate. He says that's sports page talk.
Now you're going to see the raw nerve. Watch the people.
On the street, he believes he is appreciated as a journalist who tells it like it is. Howard Cosell does tell it like it is, in a ringmaster's voice that always has something to say.
Shake your hand.
Sure thing.
Good to see you.
I've never seen such hatred